You know, it's a great question, and it's one of those questions that simply does not have an easy or direct or universal answer. One of the things that's so interesting in Scripture is that you, even among the disciples, you have this large variety of assets. You have somebody who comes to the Lord like Zacchaeus. I'm going to give away half to the kingdom, and I'm going to pay back four times over anybody after all that, he'll still have, as a wealthy person, a lot more than a lot of people would have. As some of the disciples, had a fishing business, and we think they left all that behind, but the next thing we know, after Christ's death, they're all out fishing again, and they've got nets, and they've got, sometimes we think, okay, everybody gave up everything. But you had Lazarus, you had Mary and Martha, and here were people that had large enough home that Jesus and the disciples could all come and comfortably eat a meal, apparently had places to sleep. We had certain women that included a few women of wealth who supported the apostles. You do not have one kind of lifestyle only. In Scripture. In 1 Timothy 6, you see an example of this too, because I'm turning there right now. Command those who are rich in this present world. Now, what would you think he would command? Well, he could say, command those who are rich in this present world to no longer be rich. Well, he doesn't say that, though I think there are, of course, the great dangers of wealth, and none of us should be living in great excess and all of that kind of stuff, but in light of the world need. But he says, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. And that's an interesting statement. You know, the Bible's saying God provides things for our enjoyment, but then he says, command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age. And I think as we look at that, Ron, we could have been told, here's rules that limit your lifestyle, and this is permitted and this is not permitted, and here's a checklist. And that's what Pharisees would tend to do. You know, let's have a checklist so at the end of the day, we'll know whether we've pleased God in our lifestyle. God instead gives us principles, says, don't put your hope in wealth. He's given us things for our enjoyment, but understand that we're to be rich in good deeds, generous and sharing and laying up treasures for ourselves in heaven. So those are the principles. Now you've got to ask God for specific guidance about your lifestyle. Just reminding yourself, it all belongs to him. And because it all belongs to him, and he's put your name on the account alongside his, and then you have complete access to all that belongs to him, be careful you don't embezzle. He says, pay yourself a reasonable salary, and I'm going to let you decide what that salary is. The rest, well, all of it's mine, including what goes to you. But the rest, use it for my kingdom, for my glory.